Board of Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, I need patience right away. Are certain people wearing out your patience? We'll help you keep you cool and find faith-filled solutions to those frustrating situations. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, I need patience right away.
Right now.
Yeah, this second. I can't wait for it anymore. Are certain people wearing out your patience? We want to help you keep your cool and find faith-filled solutions to those frustrating people and circumstances today on More to Life. Basically, we're talking about frustration and the people who make you feel frustrated and annoyed and just like they are on your last nerve. We all have at least one person we have to deal with mm-hmm. who is like that. How can we deal with them gracefully? 877-573-7825.
And I appreciate that you also threw in there like the circumstances, because I find that there are certain circumstances where we cannot glide through as easily with certain people or in the situation as we normally would. I know that that has happened a lot lately with people that we're talking with around weddings and wedding planning. And suddenly everybody turns into kind of some alien person where, like, we all got along fine, and now suddenly we're, like, arguing about, you know, the color of the flowers or who's allowed to come to the reception or just goofy stuff, and we all lose our patience and start chewing each other up because we're not dealing with the underlying stuff that we're not addressing, you know, the concerns about the people and the lives of the people in the situation. That's definitely true about things like graduations and kids moving on. That's true about a lot of gatherings with extended family, where you think your life is going along pretty well, and shouldn't this be a lovely, joyful experience, whatever X experience is? And then it's so trying, and you're not sure what to do about it. Whether it's everyday experiences like dealing with your kids on the daily, dealing with all the stress of work every single day, and then there are just those circumstances or people in that situation that just gets on your last nerve and makes you feel like you can't connect with any of the virtues that God is trying to give you. Oh, let's take a deep breath and make a plan together and connect with God's grace right here on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and tell us, do you have a person in your life who's good at wearing out your patience? Whether that's one of your kids, particularly good at getting under your skin, or your spouse who is getting on your last nerve, or that family member or particular acquaintance who keeps bringing your emotional temperature up just by thinking about them. Or, as Lisa was pointing out, maybe you're in a situation that is trying your patience. Whatever you're feeling annoyed and frustrated and fed up by, we want to help you find grace-filled solutions to reclaiming your peace. 877-573-7825.
And I want to be clear, that doesn't mean you don't necessarily love the person and that you're not grateful for the circumstance, such as the wedding or the people in your life. You do. But there's something going on in that moment or in that pattern that is trying your patience, that's keeping you from being your best self in the situation. I know there were many days where I was so grateful that Greg was in the house when one of the kids was getting on my very last nerve, and I could tell I was about to cross over into the mom I don't like very much personality. And I'd be able to say to him, take them for 15 minutes. Just go be. I don't care what you do with them. Just go hang out with them because I have got to chill out. I have got to get better at this because they're killing me. They're on my last nerve. Even being able to do that for a few minutes, but many of us don't have that kind of trap door to sneak down and just say, you just cover me for a while here in a situation. What do we do at those times? How do we be our best selves, be effective in the situation, and give glory to God and shine His light in every situation we're in? Hint, it doesn't come from stuffing it. If you're just saying, I'm just going to ignore it, everything's going to be fine. This time, they're not going to get on my nerves. This time, I'm not going to lose my patience. That's not a plan that's going to work, because Satan's going to go after that and use it. So let's come out with some plans for you that will work better and help you grow and bring you some peace. 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that and why should I care about it and how can it possibly help me deal with those frustrating and annoying people and situations, well, you come to the right place. So St. John Paul gave a series of reflections when he was Pope that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
The theology of the body reminds us that God created all the structures of our body, including our emotions, to work for our good and for the good of others. There's actually a godly intention and a godly call hiding right below the surface of every emotion we have. What could possibly be the godly purpose of frustration and annoyance? When we feel frustrated or annoyed, it can be helpful to see it as a sign that the Holy Spirit is tugging on our sleeve, saying, let's just take a minute and talk about this and make a plan.
Yeah, because the antidote to frustration and annoyance is what we're talking about today on the show, patience. But many people get patience wrong. And we tend to think of patience as a passive virtue, the quality that demands we just sort of suck it up and wait around for God to do something, anything. But that passive approach is not what patience is at all. In fact, St. John Chrysostom referred to this as, quote-unquote, unreasonable patience, which he said was, quote, the hotbed of many vices, for it fosters negligence and incites not only the wicked, but the good to do wrong. So just kind of putting up with the thing doesn't really bear any fruit, right? Patience is actually an active virtue, because patience gives us the power to step back and evaluate the effect that our efforts are having, and then make a plan to move forward. Patience is the virtue that stops us from doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. It's the virtue that helps us assess what we've done, see what progress we've made, and gather our resources and supports so we can be more effective through God's grace moving forward. Now, that's a different perspective on patience than most of us have. You know, again, we most of us just think we have to, patience means just wait around, and it doesn't. So we want to talk about how you can be patient in that more active way, especially in the face of those annoying and frustrating people and situations that you're dealing with. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Phone lines are blowing up, so let's get the, let's get... Bring our concerns to the Lord and start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those situations and people that are trying our patience. Those times when we feel frustrated and annoyed by that person or that situation we find ourselves in. Help us to cultivate that patience that allows us to step back from the problem, to assess the progress that we've made, if any, or the effect that our efforts are having, if any, and to really prayerfully make a plan to move forward so that when we re-engage, we're able to be effective through your grace. Help us to respond to all those frustrating, annoying people and situations in intentional, responsible ways that allow us to be our best, that allow us to challenge those involved to be their best, and to glorify you in all we do. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, I Need Patience Right Away. There are certain people wearing out your patience, certain situations causing you to lose your patience. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's start off the day with Tim, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thanks. I guess what you probably got the main story from your caller.
Response. Well, tell us in your own words so that our listeners
can know what's going on. Without getting into the other detail, a narcissist dealing with that kind of person. I mean, I've before.
Well, you were telling our script, so let's be more specific. So you said that your wife needs to be in control of everything all the time, and you said that you could, going to church is a kind of fight. Give us an example of what you mean by that. What does that look like in practice?
She can say that, you know, okay, I know we got to get up, we got to get to the 10 o'clock mass, and she'll stay up late, and then the next morning when I try to wake her up, it's like, don't wake me up, I'm tired, just let me sleep, let's go to a later mass. And if I do that, I know a later mass won't happen. So I've got to be persistent. And I've talked to her before, over all the years, I would say, you know, we need to get ready, we need to do this consistently. You know, you need to help, get up, don't stay up so late, get up, let's get going. And it would turn into, you're always blaming me. I'm the problem. You're always blaming me. It's always my fault. So I turned it around to the I aspect, and I feel disrespected by not, you know, filling that one wish. That's the primary wish of my whole life, is to make it to Mass on Sundays, every Sunday consistently. Then it turns into the... I. It's all about you. So what do you do with that?
So what you're saying to me then, Tim, is that she's being passive-aggressive and she doesn't want to go to church. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, most part. I mean, she seems to participate and get something out of Mass, so I don't know what else is the problem, you know? And like I said,
and I just want to be really niggly about this for one second. If she's like, I want to sleep. If you went to, say, a Saturday evening Mass so she could sleep in the next day, would she still put up some kind of block to that as well?
Yeah, Saturday would be too early. The weekday.
Yeah, this is, Tim, you're missing the larger problem.
Yep.
Yeah, you're framing this as just she doesn't want to get up. And that's just feeding into, you know, her, this game that she's playing with you. She doesn't have the same relationship with God and the church that you do. And instead of having that conversation about where she's at spiritually and how you can really come alongside of her and help her grow spiritually, you guys are arguing about bedtimes. This is the entire wrong conversation. There's a deeper issue here. And you know, I don't know what that problem is, but there. I mean, when you say when she goes, she seems to get something out of it. Superficially, maybe, but in her heart, there's a blockage there that's preventing her from really wanting to go to Mass with you. I don't know if that has to do with your relationship with her. I don't know if that has to do with her relationship with God. I don't know if the relationship with the church. But those are the questions you need to be asking. Now, I don't know if you guys pray together every day. I'm presuming that you don't. But either way, I would start there. I would start with asking, you know, to really start talking, Lord, sorry, honey, let's start talking to God every day. I really want to understand where you're at spiritually, because this isn't just about, you know, I apologize. I've been treating this like, you know, you're not responsible enough to go to bed on time to get to church. But really, the issue is you don't want to go to church. And I've been missing that point. Can we have an honest conversation about where you're at spiritually? Can we pray about how, you know, giving our relationship to God and asking Him to really lead us and help us to have a more personal relationship with Him? You know, I really want to talk with you, honey, about kind of where you're at with God and with the church, and, you know, so that we can come alongside each other and I can really understand what's going on here. But you know, you're fighting about bedtimes and getting up, when what she's really saying by all of her actions is, Tim, I'm not in the same place as you are spiritually. And I'm not saying that you accommodate to that. I'm saying that you have to address that deeper problem, because you're assuming that she's a faithful Catholic who loves the Lord and loves the church, but just doesn't like getting up in the morning. That's not the issue. She's not in the same place that you are. When that's the case, it's really important for us to address that head on and really say, you know, I need to understand where you're at and what I could do to help you feel more welcome at church, or to have a better relationship with the Lord, or for us to work through whatever issues we need to work through to be on the same page here. But let's talk this out.
And additionally, you know, Tim, I really think that for you, it's not just the dearest wish in your life is to get to Mass every Sunday. Because if that was it, in a nutshell, you'd say, all right, well, you know, you go when you want to go, and I'm going with or without you. The dearest wish in your life is to share your faith life with your wife, to be close to God and to her, to have that holy intimacy that being a Catholic couple who vibrantly loves the Lord gives to us. And so really beginning to attend to her soul, her heart, your need to be loved and respected, her need to be loved and respected, and both of you seeking God together, that's walking toward that goal, which I truly believe is your ultimate goal.
Now, if you find that the attempts to have this conversation with her produce a similar effect, and I'm guessing that it might, where she pushes back, where she gets irritable, or she gets, because it sounds to me like what this is really about is that she doesn't want to be vulnerable with you. But if I hope I'm wrong about that. But so start here. And if you find that your attempts to follow through with the advice that we're giving here, that's the same result, then what that means is you're hitting on the right issue, right? And in that case, we'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how we can support you in working through this marital issue so that you can have a deeper, intimate, and spiritual life. Tim, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate your question. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. And folks, I think Tim's question is a perfect example of patience, right? So, you know, patience allows us to step back from the situation that Tim was in, where he was, you know, approaching the problem in one way. He was seeing this as, you know, how do I get my wife to wake up in the morning, you know, to go to church, you know, on Sundays? And that's not really, and being able to step back and have that patience allowed us to say, well, that's not really the problem. You know, there's a different issue that needs to be addressed here. Let's focus on that. And that's what patience does. It lets us assess the effect of our efforts and then retool so that we can approach that problem in a fresh way. So what challenges are you facing, or what people are frustrating and annoying you that you'd like some new solutions for? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break, and we'll also be joined by Rachel Watkins from the Little Flowers Girls Club, who will be sharing some insights about cultivating patience. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Ron Finn here, inviting you to join Dave Basheris, Pat Odie Murray, and me for Morning Offering, the Catholic way to start your day.
We welcome some very special guests each day, including Teresa Tamio, Andrew Reinhart, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and Matthew Archbold. Plus, my chat with Pat, talking with Catholic experts from all over.
Plus, we're having fun along the way, so you can start your day with a smile.
Morning offering weekday mornings at 8 here on the Ave Maria Radio family of stations.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, so ancient yet so new, how late have I found thee? The words of St. Augustine to our Lord might also be the words of those who have found a place with the Eastern Catholic Churches.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled, I Need Patience Right Away! We're talking about those people who frustrate and annoy you, and those situations that try your patience. How do we reclaim our peace and find the answers God has in His heart for us? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club. She's a mom of 11, and she's here to talk to us about parenting patience. Hey, Rachel. Welcome to More to Life.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Lisa. I want it now.
Oh, it's so good to have you with us. We want it now. We need it now.
Yep.
And, Rachel, we all lose our patience with our children at times. You have done this 11 times over, and you will never be the person to say, I never lost patience with my 11 children, but you have gleaned wisdom over the years of raising them. So what is some of that wisdom you can share with our listeners today?
Well, the first thing is to remember patience is a virtue, and virtues are built by repeated habit. And so we have to practice it every day, and luckily, blessedly, God gives us opportunities again and again and again.
Darn it.
To practice this virtue. But what I realized is that, like all virtue, work on it before you need it. And so Matt and I began this habit, this inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to think about and talk about our next day before we went to bed. As we're in bed, we've done our family prayers, we go around with all of our kids. What's up on your plate tomorrow? What do we need tomorrow? And that allows you to kind of look at the day before it happens to know that, okay, I've got to meet with this person. I've got this lunch date. Are those people who are going to test my patience? And then what surprises does God have in store that are certainly going to test my patience? But by praying for them beforehand, praying for your children, praying for everyone you're going to meet, praying for yourself, you're laying some really good groundwork. Say, Lord, I'm going to.
I think that is so important. Yeah, because and most of us, and especially in the Christian world, we get this message of we should get up 2 hours before the children and set the house and have our prayer time. And I've never in my life had a chance to do that. If I breathed funny, if I moved out of sleep, or even if I was still asleep, my children were up before me. But this idea of let's take all of this for the next day and do our morning prayer at night and really ask for the grace and the virtues we need. Pray through it all. But, Rachel, even when that happens, things are going to surprise us. You know, kids are volatile. So when we hit those moments in the given day, even though we've prayed for it, maybe we have more grace, what can we do in those moments?
When it happens, and it's going to happen, of course, forgive yourself. Say, Lord, you know, I meant to do better. I didn't. Ask for forgiveness of the person you've offended, your child, your spouse, no matter how old they are. Saying to the three-year-old, I am so sorry I barked at you, honey. I didn't mean to. Can you forgive me? Instills in them a habit of forgiveness for themselves and for others. And then say to yourself, out loud if you need to, wow, what went wrong here and how can I prevent this from happening the next day? Because if we don't make a moment of resolution to say how to do it differently, we're just going to repeat it again and again. And what we want is we want to wash, rinse, and repeat on good, holy habits, not on those occurrences where we lose our temper and lose our patience.
And really, I like what you're saying also about what can I do differently, even very practically, right? If your children are, you know, making a mess of the house, well, maybe you put some stuff in storage so there's not as much to make a mess of, or put the breakable things up higher. If the child is spilling the milk all the time, well, maybe they need a cup with a lid on it. But you make those practical pivots because you've given yourself the night before a chance to think about it, pray about it, and plan for something a little bit differently, and that lets us change and grow and find more peace in baby steps every day.
Expecting the unexpected. Rachel Watkins,
exactly.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're building holy habits for yourself.
Amen. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, they can go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club and how you can be part of it. And that with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show is titled, I Need Patience Right Away, as we talk about those people that we find frustrating and annoying who try our patience, and those situations that we get in that wear our patience out. Let us help you find the solutions that God has in His heart for you and a new perspective on those issues. And like Rachel was talking about, you know, being able to, instead of just saying, well, allow me to continue to be surprised by these new things happening all the time, you know, actually, you know, planning for it, anticipating it. Let's talk about how to change your perspective with those frustrating and annoying people in situations and really approach them from a more graceful space. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue right after this.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matthew and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. We know personally that when a loved one passes suddenly, we are relieved that a will was already in place. At MyCatholicWill.com, a legal will is as simple as 15 minutes filling out information about your family. Thanks to our partnership with MyCatholicWill.com, when you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, your will is absolutely free. No hidden costs whatsoever. Visit MyCatholicWill.com.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Anxiety is such a commonplace experience that we often feel like there's something wrong with us when we aren't feeling anxious. We wonder what new threat to our security or peace we're missing. But how do you know whether you're experiencing normal garden variety stress and anxiety, or whether you're struggling with something more serious? Has anxiety become a regular part of your life? Does it impact your performance at work, or make it harder to enjoy your relationships, or prevent you from having the energy to do the things you used to enjoy? These are good signs it's time to seek professional help. People often wait years before getting appropriate counseling help, and by then the problem's been allowed to grow into something that's having a serious impact on your life, career, and relationships. Anxiety is very treatable, and a vast majority of people who seek help get better. you're ready to win your battle against anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today's show is titled, I Need Patience Right Away. Are certain people really just frustrating and annoying you? It could be one of your kids who's particularly good at getting under your skin, or your spouse who's getting on your last nerve, or that family member or particular acquaintance who brings your emotional temperature up just by thinking about them. For that matter, maybe you're dealing with a situation that's trying your patience. Look, whatever the situation is, we want to help you find grace-filled answers to those frustrating, annoying people and problems and help you reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Brenda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Buxer. Thank you for taking my call. I have a 32-year-old daughter that is very selfish, and we have showed her through her years, through her whole life, not to be selfish. We always give the best steak, the best room, the best anything. I mean, we always have always been like that. Now she has a little son, and she is just rude to people, like literally rude. Like,
so give me an example give me an example of something that she's done to you that we could use as a way of kind of walking you through this.
Okay, so let's say with the baby, somebody comes and, you know, before 3 months old, you're not supposed to touch the baby, but older people go and touch the baby, and she's like, don't touch the baby. And they're like, oh, okay, why? Because I'm the mom and I said so. And I was like, there's other ways to see this thing. Another example. The mother.
And let's focus on an example with you. Let's focus on the way she's speaking, because you can't really help in terms of her dealings with other people, but you can manage your relationship with her. So give me an example of something that she might do with you that you find frustrating.
With me, I will tell her, well, maybe you should do this. Mom, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work like that. And I was like, okay. I try to do like the keep my mouth shut. I do that a lot. But you're saying not to suppress it. It's just her being rude to her father, to her siblings, to myself.
Okay.
And she goes to church.
And how have you tried to address it with her directly?
How I would do it. And I go, well, you know, sometimes we do it.
Have you ever told her directly that it hurts your feelings the way she's speaking to you?
Yes, I've had. And she keeps her mouth shut.
What happens?
She cries. She goes, well, I don't know how else you want me to do it. And she just gets frustrated, cries.
Okay. So two things. With the example that you gave, people tend not to respond very well to advice, especially if they weren't asking for it. But if you're seeing, you know, that she's doing something and you'd like to offer some help, it's helpful to kind of start by describing, hey, you know what, it seems like you really feel frustrated right now, or hey, it seems like you really feel overwhelmed right now, or it seems like, you know, describe what you see as the problem. You know, help me understand what's going on. You know, ask questions that draw her out a little bit. And then ask her, you know, is that something that I can help with? I mean, I have some ideas. Would you like to hear them, or would you rather I just, you know, kind of give you some space to figure it out for yourself? You know, what would be the most supportive thing I could do right now? How could I help, basically, is what you're asking. You don't want to lead with advice in general, because people don't respond well to that.
Especially our daughters, who constantly feel, no matter how much we've uplifted them or love them, they often interpret it as a put-down, a criticism, a saying they're not as good as we are, and they're just going to go on the defensive.
Same thing if she speaks to you in a way that's hurtful. If you just come out and say, well, you're just being so rude. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an attack. What you want to do is say, you know, I know you didn't mean anything by it, but something about the way you said that really just hurt my feelings. Now, if she gets upset, well, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm happy to tell you. I'd be happy to, you know, you could say this, or you could say that. you know, give her specific ways that she could say the thing that she needed to say to you that wouldn't come off to you as an offense.
Right. You're not telling her not to say what she believes is right in the situation, especially with her own child. But what you're saying is, I want to hear what you're saying, and I'm not challenging your parenting, but can you say that again to me in a way that's respectful and kind and non-attacking? And give her a chance to say it again, though.
And if she cries and if she gets upset, it's like, well, I'm sorry that you're hurting, but you know, I'm not, it's not my intention to hurt you. I'm trying to give you some ways to speak to me that wouldn't be hurtful. I would really do want to hear what you have to say. Just please could you say it again a little bit more kindly. I mean, even in the way you're coming across to us in the call, you're very direct. And I know that, you know, your intentions are good there, but the directness that you have, I think your daughter takes after you in some ways, right? And you're not intending to be rude, but there's a certain directness in your tone and the way you're approaching it where you just sort of are saying, well, she's rude, and she's, or you should just do this. And nobody responds well to that.
No, I appreciate your insight in those statements. What that says is you can see it. You have insight into what's going on. But unfortunately, any of us who are insightful people who can really accomplish things and move ahead quickly because we have that insight and those abilities, we have to say, all right, I've got all this in my head. I know what needs to be done. I can get it done quickly. Those are your strengths, Brenda, and it's fantastic. But to get anyone on side to do that with you or to be able to have some of those skills that come to you so naturally or even are hard-earned takes being able to communicate in a softer way so they can process it and not just go on the defensive.
So when it comes to offering opinions, one, lead with empathy, not your advice.
Yes.
So, you know, you seem really frustrated or you seem really overwhelmed right now or, you know, you seem like you could use some help. Is there something I can do? Right? So you lead with empathy, then you ask the question, you know, how could I be of help in this situation, instead of telling her how you want to help in the situation. And then if she does speak to you rudely, you know, then it's okay to say, hey, I'm sure you didn't mean anything by it, but just something about the way you said that just really kind of hurt my feelings or came off kind of rude. Could you say that again a little more kindly? You know, and if she gets upset, and I'm just recapping here, then just say, you know, I was not intending to upset you. I'm just asking if you could speak to me a little bit more respectfully. And then give her a way to do it. If she says, well, I don't know how to say it. Okay, well, here's how you could say it. Could you try that again, please? Brenda, I think that those suggestions will really help move things forward. And I think that this is something that you and your daughter could both grow in. And I'm thankful for your call. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. We're talking about patience and how we can cultivate the patience that allows us to step back from the problem and retool our approach. You know, again, with Brenda, you know, she's approaching the problem in a way that's not getting her any results, and she kept doing the same thing over and over again. You know, we were able to kind of step back with her and say, all right, well, you can approach it from this different angle. That's what patience allows us to do, to step back, to assess the effects that our efforts are having, and see what we might need to do differently moving forward. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
And again, this applies to the idea of patience in the sense that our job here isn't just to do things that make us feel like we did things. Our job is to do good in any situation. And if the approach that I'm taking isn't bearing any fruit, that's not a sign I should keep doing that, right? It's a sign that it's time for patience, which allows me to step back and stop doing the same thing over and over again in the hopes of getting a different result, but step back and say, okay, God, you know, the things I've been doing haven't been working. Teach me how to think about this situation differently. Show me how to see this through your eyes. And help me know how I can do good in this situation so I can be my best self and encourage the other person to be their best self too. With that, we are taking your calls at 877 1-800-573-7825. Our show today titled, I Need Patients Right Away, as we talk about those people who are wearing your patients down. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Remember to take a minute this week to thank a priest you know for all the blessings he shares through his vocation. Our priests work tirelessly to bring us the sacraments and help us on our journey to heaven. Let's encourage them and express our gratitude for all of their sacrifices, like thank you for baptizing our children. Nominate your priest at thankyouforyourpriesthood.com. A new contest every month through September 2025. Brought to you by Diocesan, your Catholic advertising and communications company.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, I need patience right away. We're talking about those people that are wearing your patience thin, or those situations that are causing you to lose your patience. How can we step back and have more graceful responses to those people and problems? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sally, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi there. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. About something you said about having passive patience. I feel I've had that for the past 3 years, where my husband are arguing about a kitchen project, which, you know, should have been done many, many years ago. And it always comes back to the same thing. You know, we don't have the money. He doesn't want to take out a loan. I understand that, but you know, we're getting older, and, you know, I feel like this is the time to do it. And I just want to know, when do you just give up and you just leave the argument and just let it go? And how do I let it go? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, so what I'm hearing you say, okay, is that you feel like your husband is being kind of passive-aggressive with you, in the sense that he doesn't really want to do this project, and so he's not willing to sit down with you and make a plan for making it happen. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, he does. I get the feeling he doesn't want to do the project, but, you know, that was something we had talked about long ago when we bought the house, that it would be done. So.
Mm-hmm. And there's that idea of, you know, we should do this project. Yeah, well, we don't have enough money for it. And then nothing ever happens. Have you ever had the conversation where you say, you're right, we don't have the money for it right now. What do we need to do to put this in place so that we can have the money for it, or that we can get the skills that we need to have to be able to do it ourselves? Like, have you ever made a plan together to try to figure out how to get it done in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or has it always just been, we should do this, no, we shouldn't?
Right. No, I'm the one who makes the plan, and then, you know, we start putting money aside, and then something comes up.
When you say something comes up,
expense comes up, a large expense comes up. So.
Well, right. No, I understand that. But I guess what we're trying to get at here is, is it really true that, because you're saying that he's getting in the way, but then you kind of backed up and said, well, no, we really don't have the money for it. So is it the reality that's saying that you can't do this project, or is it him that's really standing in the way?
Well, I would say both. He doesn't want to do it. Like I said, we could take out a home equity loan and do it, but he doesn't want to do that.
But objectively, can you afford that?
Yeah, can you afford to pay back a home equity loan? Because if you can't, then you're putting the whole house at risk.
That's right. And I think that's what he's worried about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
that's not your husband. That's the situation.
Yeah.
Those are your circumstances. So look. I still think that there could possibly be some kind of a plan here, but one of the first things we need to do is resist the temptation to blame our spouse for the reality in which we're living, right? You know, if you don't have the money to do something, and if you couldn't afford a loan, I mean, you can always get a loan. Somebody would be happy to give you the money, but they'll also be
happy to take your house when you can't pay it back, and that's a reality.
So if that's the issue, then the question is, then the conversation needs to be, well, Sally, if you really want this, you know, is there something more that needs to be done to bring in more money?
Right. What's the plan? Can one of you go out and get an extra job after you're done with the first work and say, all of this money is going to this project, come heck or high water, no matter what happens, because we need to get it done?
Or is it not worth that? And that's something you guys have to decide together. But often what will happen in marriage is we want something, right? And when our circumstances don't allow us to have that, then we get mad at our spouse for not giving it to us.
Yeah, it really goes back to just us going into our child selves. Suddenly, we can't have this thing that we really, really do want, and it would really, really be good for us and our home and everything else, but the circumstances don't allow us to have it. So suddenly we go into that place where we think, Mom or Dad said I can't have this toy. And we've all had that happen in childhood, right? Mom and Dad said, there's not enough money for that toy, or not today, honey. And we cry, and we pout, and we have a fit, or we are not allowed to cry and pout and have a fit, so we have to be quiet about it, and now it's coming out, 30, 40 years later. And that, it's righteous that you have frustrated feelings. You know, you want something that would be just and good, and you're allowed to have your frustrated feelings, but you have to point those feelings toward the circumstances and trying to see if there's something you can do to change the circumstances, not at your spouse, because he's not the one. You know, if you called us and said, he is going out every night and spending $150 on drinks, or he's going and playing at the casino, then that's a different story.
Or there's plenty of money, he just won't let me have it.
He just won't do it.
That's a different story, right?
Or he just doesn't want to, make a mess in the house.
What you're actually saying is, you guys don't have the money for this project. And yes, you could get a loan, but you might not be able to pay that back. Those are objective problems. That's not your husband. That's reality.
Yeah.
So the question you guys need to be having is, are we willing to take on some extra work or do something to bring in more money that would allow us to do this project? And that's the conversation you guys need to be having. And if you decide that it's not worth that, well, then you decide that together.
And that gives you peace about, hey, we are getting older. This is something that I really wanted, but it's not going to happen because our financial stability is more important than anything else.
All right, Sally, thank you so much for the question. I hope that this gives you a way forward in terms of the kind of conversation you need to be having with your husband instead of where you've been going. With that, let's go to Joan, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey. Hi, Joan. Welcome to More to Life. What's up? Joan, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, there we go.
What's your question for us?
I'll try to be briefer than I was with your call screener. I have a 5.5-year-old who, sometimes she gets in this mode where she's completely irrational. So So the exact.
So she's five.
Yeah, so that's a 5-year-old's job. What are you trying to get her to do? Like, give me an example of what
maybe
the situation.
Maybe I don't even have to explain. If you could help me understand in those moments when, say, for example, I tell her, honey, if you do this, then this is probably going to happen, and I don't think you're going to be happy with that. So, but then
five-year-olds don't understand that.
Yeah.
So, kids until they're at least seven, they don't get consequence.
Yeah. Okay. So a child doesn't understand any of that logic that you're talking about until they're at least the age of seven. That's why we have the age of reason. Like, that's why we don't do confession and first communion with children under the age of seven.
So at this age, you just kind of have to say you need to do this, and then get her to do that.
Or you want to climb the tallest tree in the yard. You don't stand there and say, honey, that tree, you know, you could fall and that you wouldn't, your body wouldn't like that. Or you can just say, hey, honey, let's go in and bake cookies because that tree's not, that's just too big right now.
Yeah, I mean, and in fact, we talk a lot about this kind of thing on the Catholic Home app. I don't know if you're a member, but I'd really encourage you to become a subscriber to Catholic HOM. It stands for Households on Mission. And we do parenting coaching every day, tons of creative resources to make living faith at home fun. And lots of other supports, but the thing that we really want to help you be able to do is understand developmentally how can you approach your daughter so that you're not frustrating yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to do a good thing here by
really
being
are.
Gentle with her, by helping her understand actions and consequences. Cognitively, she's not at the place where she can understand that, and so you're putting her and yourself in a situation where you're setting both of you up to failure and frustration.
And so, Joan, that you move on to the other thing, and if she has a fit, that's when you say, okay, I'm going to see which one I can handle doing right now and which one I think will work. One, can I just come alongside of her and say, I know this is really hard for you, honey, and try to hold her and cuddle her, maybe distract her a little bit and come alongside of her in that way? Or are you in a place where you know she needs some time of more quiet, you know, a quieter space? I see a lot of people who set up little cozy nooks where kids can go and reset themselves but still be in a place where mom can see them and they know they're safe. And you can say, hey, do you want to go down to your, you know, calm down corner over here and just lay down and play with your sensory toys until you feel better? Don't throw her in there as a punishment. It's not her fault she has her feelings. It's just what's happening because at five you don't have the control to be able to not react that way when you've been thwarted. But you need to be in a place where you can say, this is how I'm going to handle it and see which one of these works. The other thing is, and I know this is a crazy thing to say, I would suggest, because obviously this is driving you nuts, having a pair of earplugs in your pocket, and if she starts to scream, you put those in, you can still hear her, you're still present to her, she's still safe, but it's taking down that noise that's putting you into fight or flight and making you feel like you're losing your mind. And then as the sound comes down, you take them out, stick them back in your pocket and be present to her, and then move on to something else as soon as she can move on to something
else. But you have a beautiful heart. Your intentions are really good. I appreciate where you're trying to go with this.
So much.
It's just that at her age, she doesn't understand, you know, why she needs to do certain things. And the more you try to explain them to her, the more frustrated you're going to be because she cannot connect actions consistently with consequences yet. So if you're looking for other approaches that would still be in that kind of gentle parenting area but actually be effective, I really do encourage you to follow up with the Catholic HOM app where you can get daily parent coaching and lots of other creative resources to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic home and feel more confident in your role as a Catholic mom.
And we can help you come up with a better plan step by step and would have more time to flesh that out than the only 30 seconds we have left to talk to you. So forgive us for the shorter response than you deserve, but we can certainly flesh this out more with you and help you more if you join us over at the Catholic HOM app.
All right. With that, that's all the time we've got for today's program. But, you know, just as we're wrapping this up, again, patience is not just sitting around waiting for God to do something. You know, it's not you sucking it up and sitting on your hands. It's the virtue of stepping back from what you've been doing so that you can assess the effect that your efforts have been having and whether you might need to take a different approach or think about it differently so that you can move forward effectively. Patience is also not about giving up. You know, it's about saying, you know, with praying, you know, Lord, help me clarify what it is that I want out of this situation and help me see your plan for how I can pursue that goal in a godly way. Patience allows us to then really be intentional and thoughtful about our approach. So we don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result with this person or that situation. And if you would like to learn how to have a more patient approach that's effective about this particular challenging person or situation you're dealing with, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com. Well, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.